I'm Matt Baum, and this is the Ministry of Hemp podcast, brought to you by ministryofhemp.com, America's leading advocate for hemp and hemp education. Hey, it's Matt Baum, and you're listening to the Ministry of Hemp podcast. Thanks for coming back. And today on the show, I'm going to be talking to a guy named Alan Mortada, and he is a software engineer living in Austin, Texas, that has decided to start infusing coffee with CBD, which is very cool. We'll get to that in a little bit, but first, I thought it might be good to talk about the difference between full-spectrum and broad-spectrum CBD products. The CBD market can be a strange place to navigate right now. Different companies have different things on their labels based on how many milligrams are in the bottle, how it's made, whether this is an isolate, a broad spectrum, a full spectrum. It's hard to know what is what, and I get it. There's a lot of confusion there. This stems from the fact that the FDA has yet to set down guidelines on how every state and every company should be selling, marketing, and labeling CBD, but that's coming. For now, know that there are three major types of CBD on the market. There is full spectrum, broad spectrum, and isolate. So let's break that down real quick. An isolate sounds just like what it is. It is a tincture that isolates one aspect of CBD, whether that be CBDA, CBDG, CBDN. It isolates that one type of CBD that can be directed for all manner of things, whether it be sleep or pain relief or anxiety relief. The idea behind an isolate is it isolates one type of CBD, and that is what is in that bottle. Now, a broad spectrum CBD is going to have just about everything, CBA, CBG, CBN, all of that stuff, but it's not going to have THC. Which is what a lot of people want because they don't want to come up positive on drug tests, or maybe they just don't want THC in their regimen, and that's fine. But keep in mind, a broad spectrum CBD does not include everything that is in the hemp plant. THC, even at a very low level, is a part of it. So if you want full spectrum, if you want all those benefits from the cannabis plant, you are looking for a full spectrum CBD tincture or gummy or pill, and that will be the closest you can get to the actual plant because it represents all of the cannabinoids, and included in those cannabinoids, like I mentioned, is THC. Now keep in mind, this would be at the level of 0.3% or below to maintain legal standards. Now, the marijuana that a lot of people smoke these days is at 25 and 30% THC levels, okay? So 0.3% is so low that even the most sensitive of you out there will not experience a sense of being high or stoned that you would get from smoking marijuana. With that said, there are tests out there that can pick up on this. So if you are in a position, maybe you're a police officer, a first responder, you're in the military, and any THC is unacceptable, then you might need to look into a broad spectrum. That's not to say that one is any better than any other. There are several opinions out there. The full benefits of full spectrum versus broad spectrum versus isolate are still being investigated, and the science is still coming in. So for now, if you don't need to worry about THC in your drug test, or you're not being drug tested, by all means, try a full spectrum. If THC is a problem, by all means, use a broad spectrum. And if you know exactly what you're going for, then yeah, use an isolate. All that we here at Ministry of Hemp ask is that you know what you are taking, know where it's coming from, and know what is in it. We have a fantastic list of trusted brands that we have tried that are upfront with their lab results. over at ministryofhemp.com, and we have a fantastic guide that will help you choose full spectrum, broad spectrum, or isolate. You can find it up on our site right now. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. But the short version is, make sure you're buying quality product, make sure you know what you're buying it for, and make sure it's right for you. My conversation on the show today is with Alwin Mortada. Alwin is a full-stack software engineer. He works for Audi, which means he's a smart guy. And he's decided to devote some of his life to infusing CBD into coffee beans. As a software engineer, he drank a lot of coffee. I get that. I work in web hosting and I drink a ton myself. Alwin is the founder and proprietor of Ott Coffee. I spoke to him from his apartment in Austin, Texas. Here's my conversation with Alwin Mortada.
Yeah, this is definitely a passion of mine that has been accruing interest over the past year and 3 months, about two or three months.
Okay.
This came about and, I just felt such a burning fire in my belly to do it, to go for it and jump in the water, so to speak.
Sure.
Go after this beautiful idea that I had, like the bulb kind of lit in my head. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I have to do.
So did you start with coffee? Was that first, or was this like the thing where you said, I want to infuse CBD into coffee, go?
Yeah. So honestly, I didn't think twice about, trying to come up with any other product other than, a coffee infused, product. I didn't think about tinctures or anything else, even tea. I didn't think about tea. I just thought about coffee. I'm like, yeah, I run on coffee.
Yeah.
Almost daily. I love the taste. I'm still a novice then. I was still a novice then, I would say.
Okay.
Just a regular coffee guy, so to speak. I didn't really become a coffee enthusiast until I, jumped into this endeavor and I took my first, I call it white belt trip to Colombia.
Okay.
I'm still a white belt. I think I'll always be a white belt in coffee. I went to Colombia to go drink as much coffee as I could possibly can.
It's a place to do it.
Distinguish. Yeah, exactly. Distinguish what good coffee tastes like from bad coffee, because if you don't have a reference, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into. You just drink anything.
Of course. So what's your background? Did you have a coffee background before this, or was this just purely born out of a passion for just loving coffee?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a definitely passion for entrepreneurship. I have tried different things, different entrepreneurship in the past. Wasn't successful in the sense of financially, but was successful in the fact that I failed and I failed gracefully.
Sure.
How about that?
That's the only way to do it, right?
Successfully.
You fail upwards, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, my background is actually in economics. My bachelor's is in economics and in business administration, automotive technology. And I jumped ships in 2015 to learn how to code. I came to the beautiful city of Austin, Texas, which became my home, is my home. And 5 years of persistence and learning how to code, the ABC of code. Eventually, after trials and tribulations, found myself at a very solid company working at Silver Car by Audi. And through my persistence, everything leads to the current moment. At one point in my life, I did consider very seriously to pick up professional boxing.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that like a family thing, or do you just love boxing?
No, not. Oh, man, I just I just had a passion to challenge myself, and and that came through boxing, because it's definitely a challenging thing to go train. And not only that, to go face somebody who's trying to rip your head off.
Right. It's about as competitive as it gets. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very lonely in there.
Yeah, circle.
So I carry that with me through my development career, that mindset of like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go train for a fight. So, I mean, everything in life, people grab different things and they use them to their advantage. And one of the things I grabbed was, I'm gonna treat everything in life as a boxing fight, and I'm gonna win.
So let me ask you, did you go find like a coffee sensei or something and train the same way? Where you're just like, now this is the new thing I'm dropping myself into. I'm just going for it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So in my early days, when I first moved to Austin, there was a micro roaster / coffee shop that I always went there and learned how to code, like spent hours, drank a bunch of coffee. It's great coffee. Barrett's micro roasters.
Okay.
They are, they're North Austin. Looks small, cute, coffee shop, like local, neighborhood type coffee shop. And in the back, there's a small micro roastery. The roaster, his name is Travis. Travis has more than 28 years of roasting experience. Like he's a master at his craft. So I didn't know him then. I just approached him when I was like, okay, where can I go? You know, I need a roaster, right? I need somebody who knows coffee well to come out with a supreme, premium coffee roast, right? That's one of the players in the team that I have to kind of like put together in order to come up with an exquisite product.
Sure.
So I just knocked on his door and he's like, okay, let me think about it. I came the next day. He's like, okay, I thought about it. Okay, let's do this.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And
yeah, it was great. It was definitely a great match like that. I mean, as I got to know Travis and he got to know me, we figured that, man, we have a lot of good, common values. You know, taking care of your neighbor is definitely a good one. Being good, being a conscious individual in society,
right,
and in planet Earth right now. One of the small, tiny things is like he's selling iron straws or metal straws. I'm like, okay, that shows that, you know, we care about this the environment enough to sell metal straws instead of regular straws. There's no plastic straws that are served at the coffee shop. Although, so small things like that. And eventually we were like, okay, we have a matching, we're a match. So we started this partnership. I basically roast at his facility and then infuse it myself. Now, but prior, I was using a dear friend of mine who's actually a petrochemical engineer who has a background in food science.
Okay.
And chemistry, to help me, with the best, ways to infuse, dose, and of course test at the end.
Sure.
That was a whole,
we'll get to that in just a minute. I want to focus on the coffee thing for a minute here. Cause I'm trying to follow through, a line of thinking, if you will, because I mean, like I said, I love coffee and, I'm a bit of a coffee snob. You sent me some coffee. It was very good. And I very much enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to beg you for some more when we get done with this, but where does the thinking come in? The reason I have you on the show, obviously, is because you're infusing your coffee with CBD. Where does that thinking come in? Where you look at a drink that, like we were joking about before we got started, I use to wake up every morning and get going and focus, you know, and sometimes like I need the lightning, you know, I need to bring the real caffeine in. Where does the idea to infuse that with CBD, which from my experience kind of takes me the other way, settles things down, you know, balances things out. What's the thinking there?
Right. And it's definitely, so, you know, I run on coffee, right? In the morning, I definitely as a software engineer, like I need to be up.
Oh yeah.
And
oh yeah.
My brain has to be on fire. You know, there's so many things like data models, or different associations between different objects and
absolutely
arrays and et cetera, that I have to kind of figure out and kind of translate, a business, problem into computer language.
Mm-hmm.
So I did notice that when I do drink regular coffee, I get alert, but I'm like almost overly alert, hyper-focused is what I call it.
Sure.
Where, and you know, being in a software, or you don't have to be a software, to be honest with you, with the age of technology right now, with the million messages that you kind of get.
Yeah, absolutely. Facebook, yeah.
Instagram, email, text message, you know, your grandma, whatever.
Right, right.
It's getting very easy to take your attention away from an email that you're writing, a small article that you're reading, a code that you're trying to write as well, or a problem that you're trying to solve. So I've started mixing my coffee with some CBD. So I had great results. The only thing that I didn't like is the fact that the oily taste from the tincture, yeah, would kind of linger there, and every tincture now have different flavors and stuff like that. Right. So you'd lose the taste of coffee. So I thought, that's on one hand. On another hand, I've always been a believer in cannabis and hemp. I think cannabis and hemp is the plant of heaven, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That's personally thinking.
Sure.
My mom was, thank God, a cancer patient that survived. She had breast cancer in 2009. And, you know, I've seen her suffer throughout the journey, her journey.
I'm sure.
Taking, you know, pharmaceuticals, painkillers, and it just made her a bit of a zombie.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, where's my fun mom that used to joke with me? On one hand, the effect of chemo and everything else is just horrendous.
Right. It can be just as bad as the disease. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And you add on top of it all the painkillers, you know, you're left with a very, you know, probably a codependency there.
Absolutely.
After the whole thing is done.
Oh, no question.
If
no
you're lucky,
question.
Right? Yeah, so I used to go to Colorado for a good while every other year or every period of time. I'll go snowboarding, and man, it was a treat going to the dispensaries down there. I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
Sure.
Let me smell this, and let me smell this,
yeah,
and let me smell that. I don't want to take this. So I would always get her and come back with some gummies, right? And gummies, especially the half and half, like the half THC, half CBD gummies, worked great because she never really liked to get stoned. And some of the gummies out there, they're THC only. They do have an effect, you know. They're specific,
right,
to their need, but most of the time they're to get you kind of stoned. But the CBD and THC ones always had, even on me, always had like a nice feeling, like I'm not, you know, stoned, but I'm super relaxed, yet you know, I don't feel like I'm hot out of my mind, you know.
Right.
Like,
right,
I can still focus, I can still write emails, I can still just, you know, but I forget about any pain or aches or joint pain or muscle aches that I have. So my mom loved those, and she would take them to sleep before she goes to sleep, you know. She helps her with her sleep, or she wakes up often at night. So I've seen how it touched cannabis, touched my own mother's life. You know, I take care of her in a lot of ways. And I'm like, you know, there's no way for me to be like, oh, that's a, I can't condemn it.
Sure.
So
you've seen it in action. I mean, how can you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. How can you? So I, of course, I would want to wish this kind of medicine on any person, let alone my mom, any person who is suffering from any kind of pains or aches. Actually, right here, I have a letter from one of my customers right here.
Oh, nice. Handwritten and everything. Look at that.
Handwritten.
You don't see a lot of those anymore.
this guy's awesome. His name is Louis Slam, S-A-L-M. He's like, Al, thank you so much for your kindness and fairness. I'll gladly pay $100 for the coffee. I don't have much, but I'll gladly give since you will. This stuff works miracles for my chronic pain, gastric problems.
Oh, wow.
After 20 years, I think I may be able to quit opiates. I've told several CBD stores about your products, so you may hear from them. Thanks again, and I hope I can buy from you in the future. P.S. My phone won't send text.
That's amazing. So yeah, you draw this through line from seeing your mother suffer and benefit from CBD to the same benefits that you experienced from coffee, doing your job, working, coding and whatnot. And
right.
There's just a natural cross, basically, that you see, more or less.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw that cross. As a market opportunity, I saw this cross. I'm like, I was doing some research online early 2019, and I was doing some research, looking what the trends are, because I still have a very good tendency, and one of my hobbies is to look at economic forms and read some articles about what's trending.
Sure.
In the economy. And of course, CBD was really hot. And, some people are throwing crazy numbers out there, what the projections would be in 2023.
Oh, it was insane.
It was insane. Now, I mean, how much I believe that is another question. But as I was looking at the industry, an evolving industry, I noticed that there's one area that I had a passion for, and there's not many people with their flag in the ground.
Right.
And I knew I had to, if I were to jump in this has to be tip-top quality.
Right.
Like the coffee and the cannabis has to be a given. The quality of those two ingredients have to be a given. And what is my personal purpose behind the whole endeavor is to be a lifestyle company that is for purpose, giving back to your local community first, and then the outside community. So Austin first, because I live in Austin.
Right.
I would love to give back in my own community. And then as I grow, I start to give back in other communities. And also to be environmentally conscious. There's no doubt about having recyclable bags.
Sure.
Being organic.
I assume those practices are going through to the growing of both the coffee and the hemp for the CBD.
Yeah, also the hemp, the same deal goes with the hemp too. Yeah. So in January 19th, 2019 is when the idea hit my head, and I decided to start doing it. I decided that year that I need get my white belt in coffee. So I traveled to Colombia.
Is that where is your coffee coming from, Colombia?
Yes, my coffee is Colombian. Okay. It's Colombian. Yeah. Now we are not big to the point that we're importing containers.
Right.
I'd love to be at some point, but we do pick our farms that I went and visited on my trip through an importer, a broker basically, that kind of have relationships with these farms. And
so you can make sure everything's fair trade and everything's done the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. So the coffee is fair trade and organic, though I can't claim that because the facility that I roast in has to also be certified.
Right.
And there's certain procedures that we have to go through that, we're still going through that we're still attempting at it.
This is all very new. I mean, like you said, 2019, yeah, you had this idea.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
it's right. Only about a year ago from my math. So
that's very true. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we can do step by step, slowly but surely. So one of the things that I learned from my software job is to how to get something out of the door, an MVP. So one of the previous failures that I had was I got stuck on the design phase. I got stuck on the design phase for too long. And I missed the train.
Yeah.
The bird just landed just to that
right.
short amount of time and then flew away.
Yeah.
This time around, I actually took the shot right away. I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it. If you go to the Instagram, Ott Coffee on Instagram, I purposely left the earliest bag that I came up with. It was just a plain old bag with a sticker on it.
Sure.
Not even a sticker, actually. It was a stamp.
Okay.
I used a stamp.
Yeah, save some money, right?
Yes, save some money. Let's try it out.
Yeah.
And the first person who bought that bag from me was my coworker. He bought a bag, $40 bucks worth. And I'm like, wow, all right, I think I have a market.
Okay. You know, like, I mean, it starts with one, right? It starts with your first sale. That's how it goes.
I thought to myself, if every company in Austin had one person to buy this coffee, I mean, you have a market.
Yeah, definitely. So what's your market look like? Actually, before we get into that, I'm sorry, where's the CBD coming from? So we know where the coffee comes from. Where do you get your CBD from?
The CBD currently comes from Boulder, Colorado.
Okay.
All organic hemp, lab tested, of course. Veteran-owned company. Extract Labs out of Boulder, Colorado is where I get my THC-free hemp oil. And less than full. So that THC-free is a broad spectrum.
Right.
People who don't know. Does not have any THC, but has other cannabinoids.
Yeah.
And then a full spectrum under 0.3% THC, that does have CBD, CBN, and CBG at different ratios, but mainly the main ingredients is the CBD and less than 0.3% THC, which works great. For what is known in the industry as the entourage effect of all these cannabinoids working together, even in small, tiny doses. And that's what I infuse the decaf with. And that's what makes the decaf so special.
Okay, we were talking about that earlier because you were drinking decaf.
Yeah, we were.
And I was teasing you a little bit, saying like, you know, what's the point?
What's the point? No, I completely agree with you.
Now, you add something like this, there's a point to drinking decaf all of a sudden.
Absolutely.
You're getting something out of it.
So, you're getting something, you're getting a delicious taste for sure. And you're getting all the relaxation of the cannabinoids. And I personally love to put some honey in it, so I get some nice sweet taste.
I might have to stop making fun of decaf coffee now. Thanks a lot. I appreciate
it. I think I might have converted you.
You may have.
I'm going to have to send you a bag so you can
definitely,
you know. Try it yourself and tell me what you think.
So let me ask you, earlier you said you were experimenting with it and you were putting like literally putting tinctures straight into your coffee, but you didn't like the oily thing. How did you get past that? How do you infuse CBD into coffee without that oil thing? Because we know it carries best with an oil and a binder and all that. So how does it work in the coffee?
So great question. You know, I had to go back to high school chemistry.
Sure.
I started hitting the books. You know, something I'm passionate about, I found a natural tendency to go and learn everything I could on the internet.
You can't do any of this the easy way. I like that.
Yeah.
Why hire somebody when I can learn? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the good attitude, man. Is that you do everything you can. You read a book.
Sure.
If you couldn't figure it out 100%, then you may ask somebody, "Hey, do you know anybody who knows about the subject? Let me hit him up." If you don't get any information there, then you may hire somebody.
Sure.
Which I eventually did. I started with a chemistry teacher. I put an ad on Indeed. I'm like, "Hey, I need a chemistry teacher here.
That's great.
I need somebody with a chemistry background."
That is great.
Yeah. And I hired a good fella who is a chemistry teacher who has a very good background in organic chemistry and testing, lab testing. So a lot of our early stage tests happened in my kitchen. I had an air fryer that simulated a roasting machine.
Okay.
In the sense of the temperature, it went all the way up to 425 Fahrenheit.
Right.
Degrees Fahrenheit. So I would put the coffee in there, you know, for a period of time, and then, you know, I'd add different forms of cannabinoids.
Sure.
You know, maybe some isolate mixed with MCT oil.
Right.
And then add that to the coffee.
See what survives, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So I had like different mixtures, different experiments like that. And then I bought a couple of cannabinoid test kits online. They sell them nowadays for like $130. That gives you like six tests. So you can test, you know, have six different
results,
infusion basically. Ways.
Yeah,
with six different then you results. Can test them. Yeah, different results, exactly. And then once we started getting, you know, some kind of good results, the challenge was about dosing. How right. can you dose the coffee appropriately? You know, because you can't, you know, you have to do that. That's part of the oath that you have to your customers.
Yeah, you're getting what I'm telling you that I'm selling you.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And basically, that's why every bag has a QR code on the back. So, I mean, it's an industry standard at this point, but I think every CBD cannabis product should have a QR code too. So you can, so the customer can have like, okay, I know what I'm getting exactly. And it's right. certified by another person.
Independent results. Definitely.
Independent result. Yeah, for sure. So we started, we got some good results. Then my friend, my Persian friend, who's a petrochemical engineer, Shahram Shafi, he's a good friend of mine who owns an oil company.
Okay.
So as I'm talking to him and picking his brain back and forth, we came to the realization at that point, after more experimentation, is that oil, of course, coffee has oil in it.
Yeah. Naturally.
And natural oil. Exactly. And so some coffee has maybe 13% all the way up to 20% oil. So that's the biggest factor of how much certain bean going to absorb versus the other.
Right.
Right. So after knowing that, we decided, all right, let's experiment some more with a small batch and try to infuse cannabinoids straight into the bean without adding any
just using the coffee oil that's present in the bean, more or less.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And then we chose a natural distillate, natural hemp distillate, you know, the full spectrum or the broad spectrum,
right,
to use that. Now the process is a bit complicated. It's a bit of proprietary.
Yeah, I know. We don't have to. I don't want you to give away any company secrets or
anything. No, not at all. It just you know, I had to learn it the hard way.
Right.
For sure. It was definitely a lot of fun, but nobody extended the hat. Like I did ask some people in the industry, which is unfortunate actually. I didn't get any, you know, help. I had to figure it out on my own.
Yeah.
But it's part of the journey, right? Like,
well, you're also kind of the pioneer here too. I mean, you're one of the first guys doing this as far as I've seen. There's not a lot of people out there doing this. So this is
there's
undiscovered country.
There's a couple of people. Yeah. The company in terms of the nation, there's not a lot of people doing it. That's for sure. I'm very fortunate and very grateful to be one of the pioneers amongst a couple others companies that are doing it.
So now basically you are choosing a bean that is higher in oil because it accepts the properties of the CBD distillate that you're using naturally.
Right.
That's
right.
Amazing.
Yeah. It, it's soluble.
Yeah.
It absorbs, it binds with the oil.
It's almost like it was meant to do it. So,
yeah, exactly. It's very much like a sponge, you know right. what I mean? It like, just absorbs it and it just tucks it in, you know?
Instead of forcing it in there, you're just sort of introducing it and it goes, okay, great.
That way, I don't know how any other seaweed, I don't know how the other competitors, how they infuse their beans, but we definitely do not use any binding agents.
That's amazing.
That's against what I think is a natural process of infusion. Yeah.
You're just basically forcing something into something else at that point.
Right. Yeah. You're adding another chemical, which is not usually the nature of the chemical bonds when it comes to organic chemistry. You know how certain molecules bind with each other. They usually do it either naturally or in the middle between those two, there's a binding molecule that kind of hooks them up together.
So let me ask you, this is very new and hot coffee is still on the up and up. What's next? Like, what can we expect next from you?
So what's next is definitely, right now we have the productivity series. It's a caffeinated Colombian medium roast.
Okay.
That will take away all the anxiety, all the heart racing, all the jitters.
I think that's the one you sent me and I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah, exactly. But it will leave you alert, calm, focused, yet still mellow.
Yeah. I didn't feel like I had the lightning, the anxiety, you know, like that coffee, my heart's beating a little too fast. Yeah.
Liked it. But you still feel kind of like, you know, still alert, you know.
Still lifted, still aware. Yeah, still very much awake. Definitely.
Yeah, it definitely helps me a lot with my ADHD. Especially if I drink regular coffee here. As a developer.
I think we're very similar guys here. So.
Yeah, doesn't need a lot to stimulate that ADHD with regular coffee.
So where do we go to find the coffee right now? Where do I go to get it?
So in Austin, there's a bunch of places that I'm in. Wheatsville Co-op is a big one. Tom's Market is another. Joy Organics is another.
Joy Organics is great. I know them. They're good people.
Yeah. They're Joy Organics, you know, they're a quality brand.
Yeah.
They're a quality store and a brand. So, Danielle, is a dear friend of mine. I actually approached her in the beginning stages where I was like, hey, Danielle, I watched your dad on a YouTube show and he's like, go to market. ASAP. So I'm like, I owe it to him.
Because that's awesome. To market. So if I'm not in Austin, how do I get a hold of your coffee?
Otcoffee.com.
Otcoffee.com.
Is our website where it's under reconstruction. It should be done within 3 weeks,
okay.
I hope. I'd love to have it's gonna have our productivity series, our relaxation series. I'd like to add in the works our creativity series.
Okay.
Which will probably be a 1-to-1 ratio between CBD and CBG.
Cool.
Which is another cannabinoid.
That's very cool.
known to be the mother of cannabinoids. It's a bit of chemically altered, and I think other cannabinoids stem from it. And correct me if I'm wrong. I'm still a novice. I'll always be a novice.
Hey man, I'm still a novice too. I'm just a podcast host here. All right.
But you know, we learn from each other. So
yeah, that's the idea.
If I had a misinformation here or there.
No one's going to barbecue for that. Don't worry. They'll come after me, not you. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. It's out in the open now.
Yeah, there you go.
Can't hold it back. Yeah. And there's the relaxation series, decaf, full spectrum, which has CBD, CBN, CBG, and less than 0.3% THC. It's delicious. It's been my favorite for a while now.
I look forward to checking that out. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. We are exploring cold brew. At this point,
love cold brew. Ooh, I love cold brew.
I mean, why not, right? Like,
sure.
Why not?
Yeah.
Especially that we have a delicious in-house brew. So we're in the R&D right now.
Okay.
Research and development. I refuse to go out to market unless the product that I had met the most highest standards of quality, taste, and authenticity, basically.
That's the only way to do it.
So,
yeah.
That's the only way to do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, especially when you're trying to build a reputation. I mean, you have to have absolutely. A reputation to build a reputation. So,
absolutely. You have, yeah, I think you have to have some integrity.
Absolutely.
Self-integrity.
Absolutely.
So that's what I definitely strive to live up to be honest with you.
Al, I am super excited to try this stuff that, I'm going to beg you to send me here. And I look forward to the website kicking up so people can, I assume, will be able to subscribe maybe and like get weekly shipments and whatnot if you don't live in Austin.
Yes, yes. That's definitely in the works.
Very cool.
Subscription model is the way to go. A lot of people buy from me often. You know, it's a bit tough right now because, you know, eBay doesn't let you sell on their website. Amazon doesn't let you sell on website. But I have a lot of customers that for the small, shorter period of time that I was able to sell on eBay, they would always, you know, hit me back up,
awesome.
And message me. And like, I felt very grateful to be making somebody's day that much better.
But that's why you need that site so you can control that. So you're taking it out of their hands. You know, now it's
absolutely.
Your business,
yeah,
man. I look forward to that. Now, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for talking to everybody. Thank you for being who you are and making fantastic coffee and infusing it with CBD, which is so cool. Seriously, man, thank you so much for joining us.
No, I really appreciate the opportunity to help me, you know, voice this new beautiful thing, mixing coffee and cannabis, cannabinoids in general, because it's a special thing.
Like
the coffee plant is definitely a special thing. And the hemp cannabis plant is also a special thing.
And when you find something like that, where you take the coffee plant and you take the cannabis plant and they just seem to intertwine and work.
Well,
the
crazy thing about this,
that's
Matt,
amazing.
Is that the crazy thing is that you think about the wheel of coffee, the Ethiopian bean, the Colombian bean, the Guatemalan bean, and all the different flavors you can get out of that. Right. And of course you have the hemp, or cannabis. You also have such a wide variety of colors that you are like, okay, I want this to mix and match and experiment and eventually come out with a supreme product. And that's why we have only the productivity series that is ready available to sell and the relaxation series right now. We have only two lines of our product because it's not in the amount of products that you're ready to sell. It's in the quality of them.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I see other companies that may have like seven or six different blends, right? But you know, they're just extra options. Sometimes you confuse the consumer by having so many other options. But give them like two options or three options that are exquisite,
right?
And they'll never look back.
You know, not to mention the fact that you did the hard work and you found the right bean. And you found the right mixture and you made sure they work
that
together.
Bean.
That's what it's all about, man. You know?
That's true. It's so true.
I appreciate you doing the hard work, buddy.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Really appreciate that.
I really like what Alwan had to say about how he found two plants that wanted to work together. And the respect that a lot of people have in this business for the hemp plant, not just for the CBD that it makes, whatever, but for the plant itself and how it grows in nature and how it interacts with other things, it's really impressive and it's really cool. And it's nice to talk to somebody like Alwan, who has taken what he's learned in another field and applied it to coffee and CBD. We'll have links to his new website for Ott Coffee, so you can check it out as well right here in the show notes. That brings us to the end of another episode of the Ministry of Hemp podcast. Thank you for listening. And next time on the show, I'm super excited to talk to Eloise Thiessen. She is the president
of the American Cannabis Nurses Association, so be sure to check that one out. It's a fantastic conversation. If you have questions about this episode or any hemp questions at all, call me at 402-819-4894 and leave a message. And myself and Kit O'Connell, the editor-in-chief of ministryofhemp.com, might answer your questions right here on one of our Q&A shows. Speaking of ministryofhemp.com, check out the new post we have about Dr. Hemp Me. It's Ireland's most popular brand of CBD. We don't get to review a whole bunch of UK CBD brands, so this is certainly a fun one. And if that's not enough, you can follow us on any social media. You'll find Ministry of Hemp at Ministry of Hemp or / Ministry of Hemp. And if you dig what you hear on this show and you dig what we do on the site, please check us out on Patreon / Ministry of Hemp. Any donation makes you a Ministry of Hemp insider and gets you access to podcast extras, early interviews, and all kinds of other stuff, not to mention the fact that it helps us spread the good word of hemp. Huge thanks to everybody that's already downloading. If you want to subscribe to the show, you can do it on any of your favorite podcast apps or, of course, Apple Podcasts. Here at the Ministry of Hemp, we believe that an accessible world is a better world for everyone, so you will find a complete written transcript for the show in the notes as well. Now, I got to get out of here, and I like to end the show the same way every time by saying, remember to take care of yourself, take care of others, and make good decisions, will you? This is Matt Baum with the Ministry of Hemp, signing off.